I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Zippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. It's been a wild show today so far.
Yeah, it has.
Pretty wild.
I like the new thing we've come up
with. What's that?
If you walk out of the Hampton Inn, what would freak you out? Who would freak you out and who wouldn't? It all went back to Mellencamp in the tunnel. That's where it went. And we decided that Eddie Money not really freaking us out.
Cignetti, yes, though.
Cignetti would have been probably our biggest one right now.
Yeah.
Sporting-wise
would be the biggest freak out. And then seeing him saunter across O and then come over into the studio would just be remarkable.
There's not too many sporting figures that would freak me out, but Cignetti would.
Cignetti would. Okay.
Absolutely.
Like, what about Dave Roberts? Would he freak you out?
No.
Not at all?
We're not baseball guys in the show.
Would Bill know Dave Roberts? Shohei would freak me out. Shohei walked out of there, it'd freak me out.
You would need a translator, though, to talk to him.
We don't necessarily need to talk to him.
Still would freak me out. I'd only want to know one question. Shohei, why are you staying at the Hampton Inn in Lincoln? What are you doing here?
You could own the entire city.
Why the whole city. Why are you here in Lincoln, and why are you staying at the Hampton? That'd be my first.
Maybe he's frugal.
Nothing wrong with the Hampton, by the way. We love the Hampton.
Yeah. It's not a shot. He's a billionaire, though. Probably close to a billionaire.
Well, he lost a lot of money. His
it's true.
Interpreter was gambling with his money.
God dang,
I think Shohei. Just a couple mil.
Shohei's got to be close to a billionaire.
He's up there. Yeah. 464-5685. Call
or
text
about,
as always. It is, like, as Sip said, which is blah. It's not depressing.
Bi-week blahs.
The bi-week blahs. We're in the bi-week
trying to carry our own freight.
I am fine with that.
Nebraska's got, of course, two games left at Penn State next week and then home against Iowa on Black Friday. Now, the vibe around Lincoln's a little bit different than the first bye week. Nebraska had just lost to Michigan, and then, you know, that was unfortunate here at home. Went to the bye week, and it's like, it wasn't very fun. Went to the October game, beat Michigan State in an interesting game. But it's different. People are happy. You got a bowl game clinch. Lateef looked good against UCLA on the road. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious, is it unfortunate to have this bye week right now, late in the season, after a win? Or is this
a
blessing in disguise?
That's a good question. What do you think,
Bill? To have a November bye week, Bill?
There's always going to be...
Coaching perspective.
There's always going to be a redeeming quality both ways. There's going to be something redeeming both ways of the bye and then not... Myself would be no. Mm. Would not like that. You're always going to think, hey, I'd like to be a little fresher. But when you just win and your quarterback just played really well, I'd like to keep playing.
Keep it rolling.
Kind of like if I had my choice, I'd be like, let's keep playing. Mm. Now, there's a benefit to it. It's not always a deal where you come off the bye and not everyone, it's incredible, like it's a slam dunk. It does get you healthier, probably O-line. So there's reasons for both ways. But right now, when you left that game, you felt that Nebraska played very well, correct?
Yes,
everyone did,
absolutely.
Right?
There's some momentum.
And I've always told you, momentum is real.
Yeah,
and
so I know it is.
So you have a feel, things are playing well, your quarterback, you always go back to, well, now we get more time to work with him on more stuff. Well, he played really well. And things, it's like everyone's had this time. If you played any hoops at all, there was a time when you were playing hoops when it was like, I really can't miss. And then there was a time like that you couldn't make anything. You want to keep playing.
Yeah.
There was a time like I'm hitting everything in baseball. And it's like, if that's happening, what do you want to do right away when you're hitting the ball well? I want back at bat.
Yeah.
I want the ball back in whatever it is. So there's a merit to that. And then late in the season, like kind of where it's at, you know, I would if I had my choice, I'd say, let's keep playing.
Yeah.
Let's keep playing. Because they played really well. And sometimes you can lose a little bit of momentum.
Yeah. I wonder. I think in this case, when I saw your question yesterday.
Great question. Jake digs so deep into sport.
I thought my initial reaction is, no, this was a good time. This is a good time. I think later in the season, me and Bill are a little different on this. He was a coach. I'm kind of like a coach.
Coach Zippel.
I thought at this point it's good. Not that they're all that banged up. So it's not so much that. Just reset. Now you have a tough trip to Penn State. You really have a tough. It's probably going to be a tough last go round because I think it's going to be a night game, and then you got to come back quick and play Iowa. That's a tough ask.
Penn State's going to be a night game.
A lot of the energy is towards that. Okay. Sean tracks.
I was trying to look. I didn't see that.
Is there like an energy meter?
No,
like
Sean Callahan. There's certain things that Sean's really adept at, and one of them is he's very good at predicting times, and he has intel. It's probably going to be a night game.
Well, USC Oregon will certainly be a night game, right? That's the big game of that week.
Wouldn't that be
2:30? That'd be
2:30.
You just don't assume now that the good game's going to be the night game because of 2:30.
2:30 for that one.
Just always remember when CBS had the SEC, the game of the week was always a 2:30 game. Okay. It was never the night game.
Yeah, so you don't really do that anymore, Jake, the good game's going to be the night game.
It's not a great slate again next week. I mean, we talked about this week's bad. It's bad. That's the only good game. USC Oregon. I mean, Nebraska-Penn State, I guess, is decent, but that's an 0-6 Penn State team in conference.
So now, the one thing you mentioned that I thought, in terms of the bye week, maybe there would be some extra practices because of Latif, because now you got to get this sort of younger quarterback, this rookie, true freshman quarterback, maybe some more practices. But that's not – I asked Rule that on Monday, and that's not a thing. He said, no, he's been here. He had the spring and he had the summer and he's fine. Yeah. We don't really need to do anything extra. He mentioned, maybe Dana will come to me and say Wednesday we need to do a little extra something, but no, by and large, they must have a lot of confidence in Latif. Mm-hmm. So, but I thought the week made it. I think this would be a good time to have a bye. I thought this late in the season, it makes sense to me more. Just to give your team a little time off. That's what I would do.
I'm more in the middle. I said,
I know we're not exactly.
I'm not going to agree on that one.
Right. Well, it's fine.
Do you like?
But it's not horrific either. But like I said, but the biggest reason would be to get healthy. If you need to have yourself.
Yeah, they're not in too bad a shape,
and they're not that bad. I mean, and some of the ones that are injury, they're not coming back.
McCullough is the main discussion here, and maybe the bye week will give him a chance to get. Back now, he's not a. I would tell people he's not a guarantee for this Penn State game. It didn't sound.
What
like
do you have? I don't even know.
It's like a stingers. Uh-huh. Stingers. It was portrayed as more than one. I don't know if you can have more than one stinger. But
plural stingers.
Yeah. Rule made it sound like it's not a definite that he'll be back for this Penn State game.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do coaches like having two bye weeks, Bill? Because it was one for a long time. Two is kind of somewhat recent. The last five, ten years.
It is different. Like I said, kind of the same thing. When you're kind of in this mode right now, this coach mode, you know, you're in November. That's like your go time. That's why I push back on on this. That's kind of your go time when it happens. So, but it's a little different. You do like them, you know, basically what happens to you is, and now when it's different for how many days have you used, you know, it was almost more exhausting as a coach because you'd be leaving Thursday to go out and you go Thursday to practice, Friday you're going to schools and a Friday night game, then Saturday I'd be going to a junior college.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So I'd be getting home sometime on Sunday and going right to work. So it was, there was no, you didn't have any, there was no time off for you. It was more exhausting than a normal work week would be.
I think this, you asked a question, do coaches like, I think you'd find that there's differing opinions. I don't think you can throw a blanket over that. Yeah, like, all coaches like, or all coaches don't.
If you got off, like I said, some of the coaches are out, let's just say this Saturday. So if coaches are gone, so let's say you're not on the road. And it's like, if you have a Saturday off, yeah, you'd enjoy that. Be like, hey, I'm just gonna see what it's like to be a normal person and watch some college football.
Well, refresh it a little bit.
And then also, like, what I'm doing is I'm texting with my players, and I make sure they're all very aware. Hey, the Michigan State Penn State game kicks off at this time. Everyone's watching the game because copy. So on Fridays at every place that I coach, I'd always show TV copies, and so that could show tempo. It would show things that weren't on the coaches.
You would tell the guys to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like, hey, and they'd be texting me, "What'd you pick up? What'd you do this? Hey, coach, they're running counter. They're doing this. Hey, have you seen how slow they are getting lined up? I can tell something from the right tackle. There's things you can pick up. Okay. Whether it be assistant coaches or not assistant coaches, but like graduate assistants, we always watch the TV copy in depth, and they would come back to us. Hey, there's a couple things on the TV copy that we can pick up. Sometimes it might be a substitution pattern, might be something we can pick up, but you wanted to watch what it was like in real time too. So I'd be texting my players and they'd be texting me during the game. Hey, this is, pretty incredible. They did this. Hey, coach, did you just see that double pass or whatever it is to see if they're watching the game to be engaged. So I'm sure all the Nebraska players, and if I'm a coach, I'm watching that TV game in depth and making notes. Okay. What can I see that's different? Cause you're going to get the film basically an hour after the game. Mm-hmm. You're going to get the coach copy of everything you get. You get it instantly.
Mm. And that's 2:30 game, by the way. Is that Michigan State?
Yes, it's the game of the week, Steve.
We covered that. So that's not at the same time as USC.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is. Same time. Yeah,
This week's schedule. If you want the lineup this week,
please.
Your TV watching for the Big Ten.
Yeah, let's see if we can do this.
Well, you can watch on Friday night, Minnesota at Oregon.
Okay. That's not bad.
8 p.m. on Fox.
Oh, do you think that's a blah? Is that blah? Is that Michigan getting
a little blah?
Taken
you want
to
guess
the
spread?
Is Oregon good enough to take them to the woodshed right now?
Well, they're Oregon just beat Iowa, and Iowa took them to the woodshed, which gets true.
Didn't take them to the woodshed, though.
Who?
Didn't take Iowa to the woodshed.
No, what I'm saying, Iowa took Minnesota to the woodshed, Oregon beat Iowa. So if you do the score game, that means Oregon's better than Iowa. Remember I did that a few days ago?
It doesn't make sense.
So right now, if it worked that would mean that Oregon would win by 49.
Do you want to guess the spread in that game?
Oregon, 13 and a hook.
Okay. Let me think. Isn't that about right? 13 and a hook?
25 and a hook, Oregon.
25 and a hook.
No, they think blowout city in that one. 25 and a hook.
I'm taking Minnesota.
To cover.
Yeah. Oh my God!
So that's 8 p.m.
That's way too high.
Tomorrow night on Fox.
That's high.
Oregon's banged up.
You got
that's
two
incredible.
You
line.
Got two 11 a.m. games on Saturday. You got Wisconsin at Indiana spread. Guess that one.
It's got to be 22 and a hook.
Wisconsin at Indiana. That's a good number. 22 and a hook.
29 and a hook.
29. 30
points.
I'm taking Wisconsin. That's too many points to give.
And Wisconsin does play stout defense. The defense is good. So if they get a turnover, get a score, if they can get 13 points, hard to win. And that was also an emotionally exhausting game for Indiana against Penn State.
Michigan at Northwestern, 11 a.m. on Fox.
At Wrigley.
Can't wait to get some of that.
Me and you are a little different on that.
That game excites you. Michigan and Northwestern at Wrigley excites you.
I'm a little intrigued.
You're not watching that game.
You're not watching that.
I don't usually watch.
I love when you say this one though. I might even go to that.
I would love to go to Wrigley.
Iowa USC is on BTN, not CBS, not NBC.
Who calls the BTN games? I have no idea.
Be Connor Onion possibly.
Connor Onion?
He's been in the studio. He was with Nick's show a couple weeks ago.
That's a big one.
When USC was in town.
I'm watching that one.
Yeah, that's a great game. And it's going to be raining.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, the SC fans, it's not like there's a chance of rain in the second quarter. It's going to rain all day. Yep. And they're going to be like,
soggy. Penn State, Michigan State, 2:30 on CBS. Maryland, Illinois.
Hold the backup. Penn State. Okay, I got that. Go ahead.
2:30 on FS1. So 3 2:30 games.
Maryland who?
Maryland at Illinois.
Okay, that should be.
Want to guess the line there?
Okay.
14 and a hook.
Oh, on the dot. 14 and a hook for Illinois.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have guessed 9.5. Now, you're kind of watching that as a Nebraska fan because you want Illinois to lose because you're battling for the same type of bowl with Illinois right now.
Not really, though.
Well, you are.
They're going to pick Nebraska over Illinois. They're going to have the pick. They're not going to.
But, like, what if Illinois has 9 wins and Nebraska has 7?
If it goes 9-3, 7-5, that'll be a hard one to get whatever bowl game. I agree.
I'm sure you'll be intrigued to watch at 6 p.m. on FS1, Purdue at Washington Saturday.
Purdue at Washington.
Nope.
Spread guess. Just nail the last one. Purdue at Washington.
Come on, get this.
21 and a hook.
Ooh. That seems high. I'd go 17.
16 and a hook.
16 and a hook. Gotcha.
And I don't do the hook. You have to do the hook?
Pretty much.
Most games have
every
a hook.
It'd be 97%
I'd
hooks.
Say about right.
You hardly get the...
So I basically nailed that.
Not really.
No.
17. It was 16 and a hook.
And the last game, of course, is UCLA at Ohio State. 6:30 on NBC. Spread guess there, please.
Ooh, big.
UCLA at Ohio State.
31 and a hook.
Brilliant. On the dot.
And I swear to God, I've not
looked at it. I know you don't look at that.
On the dot.
How about that? Going out there at 31.
Oh, it's not good. That's not a good game. It's not.
Do you think the Buckeyes cover 31 and a hook?
That's I tell you what, that is something
If they
right
want
now.
To, they can name it. I mean, that's a name your score game. Isn't it? Am I wrong?
Ohio State beat Texas. 14-7.
Correct.
What's their next win that would be...
That was close?
That would be just intriguing. What would be their big wins? Who have they played?
Well, so they have not played Oregon or Indiana, so they've actually had a somewhat easy schedule so far. There's nobody. They beat Washington 24-6 on the road, Illinois 34-16, Wisconsin 34-0, Minnesota 42-3. Penn State 38-14, Purdue 34-10. It's been a pretty blocked schedule for them all.
They
haven't played anybody.
That's on your schedule. That could haunt you a little bit when you get into the playoffs. All of a sudden you got a couple of games off and you're playing Ole Miss or you're playing Georgia.
It could.
And you haven't
they've been
had
sleepwalking.
That yet.
It'll help to play Google me in Indianapolis, right?
And they'll play Michigan before that.
And think about this. They will be so wound up for that game because they haven't played anybody. They really have. I mean, Texas, yes, but that was, no matter how good they were or weren't good, whatever, it's still game one. That was a long time ago.
Wow.
Texas is the miracle team.
They should have lost to Mississippi State.
Mississippi State and Kentucky, Mississippi State was up 17 in the fourth.
Yes.
Kentucky takes them to overtime.
Point lead in the
their
fourth
season
quarter.
Could just be a complete train wreck right now. We'll see what happens. Now, also, they also get to save it all. If you're at Texas, guys, real simple. We play at Georgia, and we play A&M, and we win these two games, we're in.
Yep.
Matter of fact, we might even,
we'll lose maybe one of them.
We'll get a home game. And if they lose to Georgia in a tight game and then beat A&M,
could be in.
They could be the team that goes 9-3 that gets in.
I heard Feinbaum say that yesterday.
When we come back,
Paul,
could Bill Belichick really be on the Giants' radar? Discuss that next on Early Break of the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.